Today's message is taken from Psalm 13, and it's entitled, How Long, O Lord?
今日嘅讲道主题系喺诗篇十三篇，个主题系耶和华，这要到几时呢
？How long, O Lord？
主啊，还要到几时呢
？Have you ever wondered how long, O Lord？
有冇去谂过呢个问题？主啊，仲要等几耐呢
？How long will this COVID-19 pandemic last？
喺呢个新冠状病毒嘅疫情，仲要去有几耐呢
？How long will we have this shelter in place？
这个家居隔离措施还有多久呢
How long before we get together with friends and loved ones? How long before school gets back started again? How long can we even meet together as a church?
我们再要等多久才跟朋友去 聚会可以上学或者是作为教会这样去聚会呢
How long, O Lord?
主啊还要等多久呢
You know, sometimes our How longs are very mild, like how long before dinner?
有时我哋嘅要等几耐呢啲问题，有时系一啲小事，或者系几时开饭呢
？And sometimes our how long are extremes with exasperation. How long before I have to wait before this all comes to an end?
有时系关乎一啲嘅大事，要等几耐呢啲嘅事情先至会完结呢？
Or sometimes we are frustrated. How long do I have to wait for something to happen?
有时我哋感到沮丧，要等几耐呢啲事情先会有转机会发生呢
？Let me ask you this: Have you ever felt frustration and waiting too long?
让我问大家，究竟有冇试过系因为等得太耐而感到沮丧呢
？During these days, do you find yourself getting impatient faster than slower?
喺呢段嘅时期，你会？会觉得自己系会唔会好快变得唔耐烦呢
？And when you wonder how long, time and time again, have you ever felt so discouraged that you to the point of giving up？
当一次一次去问几耐嘅时候，你会唔会系觉得灰心，甚至乎去放弃呢
？The unprecedented, the uncertainty, and even the unknown have twisted us around more than we think it has。
这个前所未见的问题，不确定的将来，未知的因素，让我们去搅扰我们多过我们所想的。
Today I want us to look into God's Word and to get a fresh perspective.
今天我们去在神的话语里面，去用一个新的眼光去看事情。
And as we look into the book of Psalm today, you will find that there's many psalms that have been written in sadness.
当我们去看诗篇的时候，知道很多的诗篇都是在悲伤的情感下面写的。
And this gives us insight for anyone who cries for help.
让我们了解到去呼求神的帮助的人的心态。
The psalmist David has shares a lot of highs and lows.
大卫是有很多的人生的高处低谷。
In this particular psalm, in Psalm 13, this chronicles maybe perhaps the most difficult time in his life.
在诗篇十三篇或者是他人生当中最困难的境况。
However, this divine poetry here in Psalm 13 shows us in the life of David about a response that we as a people can make during these difficult times in trusting in the Lord.
不过这篇神所默示的诗篇就是让到好像大卫这样作为人的我们在这段的时间是怎样去回应神去信靠神。
If you have your Bibles, please turn to Psalm 13.
若你有圣经的，请翻开诗篇十三篇。
And so we're going to be reading from our passage in Psalm 13. I'll ask Brother Spencer to go ahead and read it for us.
我们现在一起看诗篇十三篇。耶和华啊，你忘记我要到几时呢？要到永远吗？你掩面不顾我要到几时呢？我心里愁算，终日受苦，要到几时呢？我的仇敌升高压制我，要到几时呢？耶和华我的神啊，求你看顾我，应允我，使我眼目光明，免得我沉睡至死，免得我的仇敌说我胜了他，免得我的敌人在我摇动的时候喜乐。但我倚靠你的慈爱，我的心因你的救恩快乐。我要向耶和华歌唱，因他用厚恩待我。
And may the Lord add His blessing to both the reading and the preaching of His word.
愿神祝福。佢话语嘅宣讲同埋宣读。
From the very beginning, how long, O Lord? David does not waste any time. He promptly, he passionately, he pleads before the Lord. How long, O Lord?
大卫一开头就已经系迫切地嘅咁讲，神耶和华，你要到几时呢？
Now his emotional outburst doesn't build up in four different questions. Right from the very beginning, he is pleading emphatically and desperately.
呢个情绪嘅爆发并唔系话逐条逐条呢四条问题咁样去一路去加上去，而系一开始就已经去问呢个问题。
Notice in the opening there is four consecutive questions that begin with how long, O Lord?
在这个诗篇开头的时候，这个头四个问题就是耶和华要到几时呢？
And these how long clearly reveals the deep intensity for God's deliverance over a trial that has exceeded far too long.
这个要到几时呢？这个问题就是显出了那个的他这个人去很渴望神的拯救，这个的试炼是已经是很长很长的时间。
Now, when we think about short-term trials, it's easy, right?
当我们想到一些短期的试炼是比较容易，是吗？
That is, maybe it's an inconvenience for a couple of hours or at the end of the day or end of the week.
可能是几个钟的不方便，或者一日，或者是一个星期。
And we can handle it.
我们可以处理到。
But when a situation exceeds our expectations, or even when there is unknown, doesn't it seem longer than expected?
但当这个情况不是我们所预期的，或者是不知道前面会是怎样的，这个的试炼岂不是是长过我们所期望的吗？
And sometimes doubts begin to encroach in our lives.
而一啲嘅怀疑就会开始侵蚀我哋嘅生命。
Sometimes we think, God, what are you doing? I can't go on much further.
有时系会谂到神啊，你系究竟系做紧啲咩事咧？我唔能够撑落去啦。
Or sometimes what runs through our minds, we don't understand why anything is moving, or we don't understand why anything is happening. Why isn't God helping me?
或者我哋问自己，点解冇任何嘅转机，冇任何嘅改善嘅情况咧？点解神唔帮助我呢
？We plead the same thing that's here in Psalm 13. How long, O Lord？
我哋亦都同诗人一样喺呢度诗篇十三篇所问嘅耶和华要到几时呢
？Now in the first couple of verses 1 and 2, the four outbursts reveals.Not only things about David, but actually it reveals more about God's patience and God's wisdom to us.
在这头那两节的经文，这个四个问题是显示了不单只是那个的等候，而且是显示到神的忍耐和智慧。
The first how long will you forget me forever?
第一个是你忘记我要到几时呢？
Notice the word forever. It seems like extreme, doesn't it?
要到永远吗？这个字是很极端的，是吗？
It indicates that's how far David has gone as far as being in the dumps. That's how far he was desperate.
这个是显示了大卫是落到如此低沉的境地。
Now, by the way, this psalm is not the only time that reveals a certain despair or despondency. There's plenty of sorrows, plenty of laments in the book of Psalms.
而在诗篇里面，不只有这篇是显示到这种意志消沉，其实有很多其他诗篇都是这样的哀告。
I think of one of the psalms earlier in Psalm 10 that psalmist says, God has forgotten, he hid his face. I also think about Psalm 42 that says, I will say to my rock, why have you forgotten me?
诗篇十篇那里有提到，诗人讲到神已经忘记了他，向他隐藏。诗篇四十二篇就写到，我要对神我的磐石说，你为何忘记我呢？
Can I ever ask you this question right now? Let me ask you, have you ever felt forgotten?
我要问一个问题，你有没有曾经感到被遗忘呢？
Have you ever felt left out somewhere and somehow?
有没有感到是被冷落呢？
Do you know when those occasions happen?
是几时发生呢？
Usually when somebody gets ahead, or somebody gets the choice that you wanted, or a job before you, or they get the place before you, or somehow they get an answered prayer quicker than the prayer that you've been praying.
可能是有别人是比你先拿到你想要的，或者是一个职位你想要的，或者你想去的地方，或者是他的祷告比你当年的祷告先蒙回应。
And sometimes because we're frail, it makes us wonder, and sometimes we feel left out.
我哋係好軟弱，我哋好多時咁嘅情況底下就感到被冷落。
You know, in Psalm 14, it says, I will say to my God, why have you forgotten me? I will say to my God, my rock, why have you forgotten me?
在詩篇14章那裡提到，我要對神我的磐石說，你為何忘記我呢？
Now follow me. It says in Psalm 14, by day God directs his love to us, and at night his song is with me.
同一首的诗篇跟着就是讲到白昼耶和华必向我施慈爱黑夜我要歌颂祷告赐我生命的神
Put your hope in God
应当仰望神
The same thing that's happening in Psalm 14 is the same thing that's happening here in Psalm 13
在诗篇14篇所发生的就在诗篇13篇同样的发生
David's remembering God's faithfulness his steadfast love
是大卫是记起神的信实和他坚定不移的爱。
And yet at the same time, he struggles as far as being forgotten.
但他也 是有种挣扎是感到被遗忘。
And so for us, sometimes when we feel forgotten like David, refresh ourselves in terms of God's faithfulness.
当我们好像大卫这样感到被遗忘的时候，我们就要去重新思想神的信实。
The Bible says he is faithful even when we are faithless.
圣经讲到，我们纵然不相信，他仍是信实的。
Take comfort in God and take comfort in his word.
是要在神的话语里面找到安慰。
Notice the second how long. How long will you hide your face from me?
我们看第二个问题，你掩面不顾我要到几时呢？
This is reminiscent of Moses in the book of Numbers.Remember, he said, the Lord bless you and keep you, the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you.
这个让人想起摩西在民数记那里提到，愿耶和华赐福给你，保护你，愿耶和华使他的念光照你，赐恩给你。
And so, this Moses was saying a pronouncement, a blessing.
这个是摩西讲到是祝福。
And notice he uses the same phrase, or the same, he makes his face.Shine upon us.
是讲到同一个的字词，耶和华使他的念光照你。
Now for David, he said, how long will you hide your face from me?
大卫就讲到，你掩面不顾我要到几时呢？
So for David, he didn't feel blessed like Moses. He felt like he was doubtful.
大卫就是没有好像摩西这样去感到被神的恩惠祝福，但是他是感到有一些的怀疑。
He didn't think that God's favor was with him. He felt like God was holding back.
他觉得神的恩惠不在他那里，他对神有所保留。
Let us be reminded in Psalm 84, it says, God is the sun and the shield, and God does not withhold any good thing from those who walk uprightly.
看诗篇第84篇的时候看到因为耶和华是日头是盾牌要赐下恩惠和荣耀他未尝留下一样好处不给那些行动正直的人
Brothers and sisters, may I say one thing that while we are waiting, God is watching actively.
弟兄姊妹让我讲这个是当我们等候的时候神是积极的看顾着
I should say, not only God is watching actively, he is working behind the scenes.
不单只是积极地看顾着我们，而且是在背后的、幕后的去做着工作。
He's doing plenty of things behind the scenes, and we should know it, because in the book of Ruth, in the life of Ruth and Naomi, just like in Noah's life, in the book of Genesis, and Joseph's life, while they were waiting, God was actively watching and working in their lives,And in their circumstances.
神其实在背后是做了很多工作我们也都应该知道好像在路德记里面见到路德和拿俄米的生命在创世纪那里见到挪亚和约瑟的生命的时候见到我们是在这里等候但是神其实在积极地看顾在幕后地工作
So when we feel like God is hiding his face from usHe's actually working behind the scenes. He's actively working and watching over us.
当我们觉得神是掩面不顾我们的时候，要知道神其实是在幕后那里去工作着，很积极地看顾着我们。
Our Lord is faithful. Our Lord is good.
我哋嘅主，我哋嘅神系信实嘅，佢系美善嘅。
The third, how long must I take counsel in my soul and sorrow in my heart all day?
第三个要到几时，就系我心里愁算，终日愁苦，要到几时呢？
Now, the one thing you have to notice about that statement is that how much stock he took solely in himself, the psalmist did.
在这个问题就看得到，那个诗人是将多少的筹算是放在自己的身上。
And the psalmist is honest. He's admitting it. He's taking it on his own.
是很诚实的，他都承认他是将很多的问题是放在自己身上。
You know, guess what happens when we become impatient? Sometimes we take it upon ourselves. Sometimes we work extra hard, or sometimes we put it upon our shoulders, and sometimes we abandon the game plan for something else.
当我们失去耐性的时候，我们会自己都背上身，我们会放弃之前的计划。
In other words, we take matters in our own hands.
换句话说，我们是自己采取行动，自己去筹算。
I kind of liken to the illustration of taking cookies out of the oven before it bakes, and what you have is a gooey mess. We make a mess, we are a mess, and then it becomes messy all around, doesn't it?
好似一幅图画咁样，就系我哋喺度焗曲奇饼，焗到一半就拎咗出嚟，咁就系你所得到嘅就系一撇嘢。我哋系一撇嘢，我哋所做嘅事情亦都系乱七八糟。
Let me just say this, that God is our deliverer. God is our salvation.
让我告诉大家，神是我们的拯救者，祂是我们的救恩。
And this is for those who are saved in the Lord Jesus Christ.
神是为那些通过耶稣基督被拯救的人。
And think about this, if God delivered us through the worst consequence, which is death, do you think he will deliver us according to his purpose for the right now and the right here?
神既然从我们从最坏的结局就是死亡，将我们拯救出来，你会否认为他都会按他的旨意当下立刻这样解救你呢？
And yes, are there times that we have to wait, and sometimes it's inconvenient, sometimes it's very stressful, and sometimes we're looking for immediate relief?
是，有时是我们需要等候，有时很不方便，有时我们是继续在等候那个的舒缓。
But rest assured, waiting upon the Lord is much better than putting more stock in yourself that leads to sorrow all the day, like the psalmist expressed.
但要知道的就是去等候神是远远好过去单靠自己的力量去解决，而且是因为这样做是会导致终日的愁苦，好像那个诗人所讲的。The
fourth how long reveals how defeated David felt.
第四个要到几时呢？就去显出大卫系感到何等嘅失败。
He said, "How long shall my enemies be exalted over me?"
我的仇敌升高压制我，要到几时呢？
Now this one makes us think, because we remember that David was a warrior. He's a fighter. He's very, very competitive.
我哋又要思想大卫系一个战士，系一个斗士，佢系好有斗心嘅。
We know from his shepherding days how he knew how to defend his flock. He fought against a lion and a bear. And even when his youthful days, remember that he fought against Goliath the Philistine?
在他牧羊的时候，他已经是知道怎样去保护他自己的羊群，去跟那个狮子或者熊去打，亦都是在他年轻的时候跟这个非利士人哥利亚去对头。
So how did David get to the point that he felt defeated?
他怎样跌落一个感到失败的境地呢？
What type of enemy was this?
是什么的敌人呢？
Historically, we don't know the enemy, whether it was a long-time nemesis to the people of God, whether it was Saul and his royal army who pursued him, or whether it was somebody wicked, whether anybody. Apparently, we don't know. But what we do know that David felt overwhelmed. He felt that the enemy had the advantage. He felt that they had more on their side than he had on his side.
在历史上，我们不知道那个的敌人是谁，可能是一个长久以来敌挡神子民的人，或者是扫罗和他的军队去追捕他，或者是作恶的人，或者是任何人，无论是怎样都好，是慢慢的去侵入他，是一个很大的敌人。
Now, typically, when we read through the Old Testament, we know that any enemy of the people of God in the Old Testament was usually an enemy of God.
在旧约里面，敌人通常都是形容到 是神的敌人。
And friends and brothers and sisters, we all know the ultimate enemy. The ultimate enemy is the devil who wanders around like a lion seeking to devour us.
我们知道那个终极的敌人就是魔鬼，好像狮子走来走去，寻找可吞吃的人。
Now, whoever the enemy may be, whoever the adversary may be, we need to continue to cry out, we need to continue to seek out our Lord and our God.
无论个敌人是哪个，无论个对头人是哪个，我们要必须继续的向神呼求。
And have the confidence that God is patiently, actively, compassionately listening to our cries and working in our lives and in this world.
是继续深信神是耐心地、积极地、富有同情心地去聆听我们的呼求。
Now, after these four how long questions, things begin to change, especially in verses 3 and 4.
在问完这四个要到几时呢这个问题，在第三、第四节就有个转变。
Maybe at a glance, we might think that, well, is it saying that prayer changes things?
或者是就这样看下去，是不是讲到祷告能够改变一切呢？
In reality, God is orchestrating this change not just on the outside, but within his servant David.
事实上，神是精心策划的这个改变，不是只是在环境上面，而是在他的仆人，就是大卫的心里面。
Yes, David has experienced defeat. Yes, he feels desperate. But now he's becoming more and more dependent upon the Lord.
大卫是的确是感到绝望，他感到被击败。但是现在就是改变大卫的心去信靠神更多。
Notice this turning. Notice this trusting that is taking place, that David's relying more and more upon the Lord during this time.
要注意到这个转捩点是神，是大卫慢慢的是更深的信靠神。
And notice what he says to God. He says, light up my eyes.
注意到他所讲的使我眼目光明。
Now, David's eyesight was fine.
大卫的视力是没问题。
He could see in front of him. He could see the green grass. He could see the rocks and the rivers and such.
他见到他前面，见到草地，见到石头。
But admittedly, he needed to see things differently.
但意思是他要用不同的眼光去看事物。
He asked the Lord to see things differently.
他求神去让他用不同的眼光看事物。
That phrase, light up my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Now, the latter phrase simply reveals how dire and desperate the situation was for him.
而这句那里写到是，使我眼目光明，免得我沉睡至死。后半句是讲到那个的情况是几咁悲惨绝望。
And so what he's asking in this dire, desperate situation, he's asking God to help him to see things in faith.
在这个悲惨绝望的情况，大卫是求问神什么呢？就是求问神叫他以信心看事情。
Give me the eyes. Give me the perspective for me to see you and your work during these difficult times.
使我有这个眼光去看得见神你在这个困境里面的工作。
And isn't this so practical for us right now?
岂不是 在我们现今的时期是很有用吗？
When you think you waited for the Lord more than enough, you seek the Lord and you ask Him that you may see things more in faith than by sight.
当我们觉得自己等到够耐的时候，我们要寻求神，去寻求神给一个信心的眼光 去看见神的工作。
And when you do, the wait doesn't seem as long as we think it is.
当这样做的时候，那个的等待就不是那么漫长。
The incredible part about our sovereign God is that there are times that He allows us to go through trials and suffering, and sometimes we complain in order for us to draw near to Him and to live our lives by faith.
更加是惊奇、令人惊叹的地方是，这个掌管主权的神是容让他的儿女去向他的呼求，去让他们不单只是更加正确看事情，而且是更深地信靠他。
And not just get a better perspective, but draw on a deeper trust and our Lord and our God.
唔单止系更正确嘅睇事情，而且系更深嘅信靠佢。
We discover more with conviction. We need God more than simply a change in scenery.
我哋发现并且深信我哋系需要神更多，并且唔系净系单单外在环境嘅转变。
Light up our eyes that and let us see.
使我眼目光明，使我看得见你。
David is fervently praying, Lord, I need you. I need you every minute, every moment.
大卫系好热切嘅祈祷，神啊，我需要你，我系每一分每一秒都需要你。
David is discovering through prayer how sufficient God is, and that how He is more than enough.
大卫通过祷告去发现神系足够嘅，并且系超乎佢所需要嘅。
Now in the next verse, David also mentioned that he had hoped that he wouldn't be defeated, so that the enemies would gloat, right?
但跟住嗰节就提到，免得我的仇敌说我胜了他。
He knew he had been the anointed king according to God's sovereign plan.
佢知道自己系按着神主权嘅计划系被高立嘅王。
And those who were around him knew that as well.
而周围嘅人亦都系知道。
Sadly, some people were not concerned with any person nor any plan of God.
可惜有啲人系唔理会嗰啲其他人或者系神嘅计划。
So here's the turning point in David. David is figuring out it's not about him, but this is about God.
呢个系个转捩点，就系大卫系意识到呢一切都唔系关乎自己，而系关乎神。
Track with me. If he, David, lost, it would appear that God had failed.
我可以咁样谂，如果大卫系失败咗嘅话，就好似睇起上嚟，好似神系失败咗。
In dealing with any adversary, in encountering any enemy or any adversity, it's not about us. It's not about people. It's about the Lord and His will to be done.
在关乎对付啲对头人或者系敌人或者系逆境嘅时候，唔系关乎我哋自己，而系关乎神嘅旨意得成就。
We too must come to the same conclusion. It's not about us. It's about the Lord. It's not about our plan. It's about God's plan. It's not about our glory. It's about God's glory.
我哋亦都系需要咁样去有呢个结论，唔系关乎我哋自己，而系关乎神；唔系我哋嘅计划，而系神嘅计划；唔系我哋嘅荣耀，而系神嘅荣耀。
God's kingdom come, God's will be done.
愿神嘅国降临，愿神嘅旨意成就。
Now you see how this psalm is changing, right? And how David is changing.
我哋见得到个诗篇嘅转变，系咪？大卫系转变紧。
At the very beginning, he's pleading, he's presenting the problem.
头开始他是请恳求紧神，他是去投诉这个问题。
And as we move to the last part, there is praise, there is worship, there is thanksgiving.
到最尾的时候就是赞美，就是歌颂，就是感恩。
So he goes from a situation and he goes into a song.
由这个逆境是进入到开声的歌颂。
Notice the turning of trust that goes even deeper still to God.
亦都注意佢系转变，更加系更深信靠神。
This is what he said, but I have trusted in your steadfast love. My heart rejoices in your salvation.
系讲到，但我倚靠你的慈爱，我的心因你的救恩快乐。
He goes on to say that I will sing to the Lord because He had dealt bountifully with me.
佢继续讲到，我要向耶和华歌唱，因他用厚恩待我。
Now notice the steadfast love that he's so fond and he appreciative of. That steadfast love is embedded in God's covenant to His people, His promise.
呢个坚定不移嘅爱就系大卫所赞颂嘅，就系喺神与佢嘅子民所立嘅约入边。
This is God's active involvement with His people.
是神主动的积极的是与他的子民联系。
David turned to God, trusted in God, believed in Him, even in the midst of uncertainty.
大卫在这个不确定的因素的期间，他也是转向神，归向神，更加信靠神。
So at the very beginning, he asked, How long, O Lord? To now, he's appreciating and he's saying, How much does God loves me?
由头佢系问到要到几时呢？ 到去讚頌神係何等嘅愛我。
He goes from the very beginning, how long have you forgotten me, to how long you love me forever.
而係開頭係問到你忘記我要到幾時呢？但係之後佢就發現神係何等嘅係永遠嘅愛我。
Friends, can I ask a question to you? How have you ever turned towards the love of God?
朋友们，让我问大家，你有否去转向归向这个爱人的神？
Have you responded to both a holy and loving God?
你有没有去回应这个圣洁而是慈爱的神？
The Bible says, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life.
圣经讲到神是那么爱世人，甚至赐下他独一的儿子，使所有相信他的人不至灭亡，反得永生。
David trusted in God. He concluded that God had dealt bountifully with him.
大卫系信靠神，佢系讲到神系因他用厚恩待我。
He remembered God. He remembered his faithfulness. He remembered his love.
佢记起神，佢系想起神嘅信实，佢系想起神嘅爱。
And during this psalm, during this time that David was fervently praying, God gave David the resolve to untangle his emotion.
在这个诗篇里面，在大卫的境况里面，他向神的祷告，神是给他一个意志去解开这个郁结。
God had granted David the faith to remember and now to rejoice in the Lord once again.
神是赐给大卫这个信心去回想起，亦都系俾佢喺再一次喺主嘅喜乐入边去歌唱。
Here's the missing piece in our trusting in God in an uncertain and unprecedented time.
喺我哋面对前所未见嘅问题、不确定嘅环境之前，我哋要信靠神系争咗一样嘢。
Yes, we do have to see. We do have to remember God's faithfulness in His truth and His word.
是我们要去看见，我们要去回想起神的信实，我们要去信靠祂的话语。
We recall how God has been faithful in the past, and how He continues to be faithful in the present, and will be faithful in the future.
我们回想起神是一直以来的都是信实，祂亦都是永远的信实。
We come to the conclusion that God is faithful, God is loving.And great and steadfast is His love for us. And even though when we wait for a long period of time,
我们是来到这个结论，就是神是信实的，神是慈爱，祂也是纵使在这个的环境里面，祂仍然是爱我们。
Even in the midst of waiting, God is actively working and watching in our lives.
在我们等候的时候，神是积极的，是在我们生命里面工作。
And while we wait,It's a time and a response that we will continue to believe in His guidance and His providence.
当我们等候的时候，我们也都必须去继续的信靠神，继续的去信靠祂的应许。
And even though there are times we may be anxious, we could seek the Lord and He'll calm our soul, He'll calm our hearts.
纵使我们有时是忧虑，但是我们要寻求主，是让我们的灵得安慰，让我们心得平稳。
That we too, like David, will rejoice.In song, in appreciation of His love forever.
好使我哋亦都能够好似大卫咁样向耶和华歌唱。
Let us pray.
我哋一起祷告。
Lord God Almighty, Father, we just come before you and we express our concerns.
全能嘅神，天上嘅父，我哋嚟到你嘅面前，系去向你祷告，去将我哋嘅忧虑摆喺你面前。
We could identify with the psalmist who says, "How long, O Lord?" We could readily confess in terms of just our anxiousness and the burdens that we have.
我们承认我们是背负住那个的重担和心中的忧虑。
We seek your response, we seek your answer.
我们是寻求着答案，寻求着你的回应。
And so, Father, we pray that you would help us to see things not by sight but by faith.
天父，求你让我们知道，不是是靠着我们眼光去行，而是靠着信心去行。
That you help us to draw nearer and deeper into our trust in your love and your presence.
帮助我们更深的信靠你的慈爱，更深信靠你的带领。
We pray, Father, that we could rejoice once again in our salvation and sing to the Lord because we know that you have dealt bountifully with us.
求主你叫我哋亦都喺你嘅救恩入边喜乐，因为你用厚恩待我哋。
Help us to rejoice in song with you.
帮助我哋喺歌唱嘅入边去赞美你。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我哋咁样祷告系奉主耶稣嘅名求。
Amen.